I'm going to make a statement that probably many of you will certainly not agree with, because a lot of you are up to your necks in very dire circumstances. But I think that right now the church is in revival. I think it's Psalm 85 says, "Wilt thou not revive us in the midst of the years?" Many people have been crying out for revival for a long time. And the problem is that we see revival as masses of people being brought into the kingdom and great jollity and laughing and jumping up and down all over the place. But actually, that is not what revival is about. Revival is reviving something that is dead. And a large part of the limbs of the church are actually dead. They've gone to sleep. You know, when you've got a foot or an arm that's gone to sleep, when it starts to come back and the feeling comes back, we call it pins and needles, it can be excruciatingly painful. And right now, many, many people are going through excruciatingly painful personal problems. It's revival, folks. God is bringing you into alignment with his purposes. For too long, we have tried to align God with our purposes and use him like a celestial slot machine where we put our praises in, pull the handle and get the jackpot coming out at the bottom. But now he is indulging himself in his people. He is preparing his bride for that great wedding day. And it doesn't feel pleasant. Because revival in itself is not pleasant. He's blowing on those dry bones and causing life to come back. And the pain of the life coming back is considerable. So, it's the old thing of crisis to process. Many people had impartations from the Toronto blessing. Impartations that they lost before they got out the front door. Because they had looked upon it as a magic wand. And then they got disappointed because all the great words that were spoken over them never came to pass. Beloved of God, when God speaks a word, you are plunged into distress. You have to be in order for the person that you need to become to be formed by the distress that you are going through. Because currently, whatever that impartation was, you are not up to it spiritually and in character terms. So why not turn your eyes to him? There's a song, isn't there, when all is stripped away and I simply come. That's what you need to do. Simply come and confess to him that you've had things upside down. You've had a me-centered gospel. It's been what it means to me and how I can feature, how I can get my needs met, how I can be blessed. But now God in his love and mercy and Jesus our bridegroom are smiling upon us and saying, just hold still while I chip this bit off, because you really can't be my bride with that carbuncle sticking up off your body. All things that are needful he will deal with. So start to look at your problems, your trials, your testings in a different way. They are there to bring you into the image of Christ and to make you a bride fit for the King in his eternal kingdom. So not only do you need to start taking a different worldview, you need to start taking a different view now of eternity. Because the Lord's return is drawing very, very near. Just be sure you respond properly to what he's doing. God bless you as you think about this.